Meanwhile, into the square came the procession headed by the new Pope of Fools, the bell ringer of Notre Dame, Quasimodo the Hunchback. Deaf as he was, he joyfully acknowledged the cheers that greeted him. His unhappy face beamed with delight. Suddenly, a man darted from the crowd and snatched the gilt wooden crozier from Quasimodo's hands. It was the man who had been watching the gypsy girl dance. He was immediately recognized as none other than the Archdeacon of Notre Dame. Shrieks of terror came from the crowd, for they quite expected to see him torn to pieces by the one-eyed monster. Instead, Quasimodo dropped to his knees and let the priest pull off the golden crown and tear away the cape of tinsel. Then the priest told him to rise, and the two men walked away.